Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 9th. From a press release, the recent remote area medical clinic conducted at the Paonia Energy Tech treated over 300 patients in 2 days. The clinic in Paonia marked the first time in RAM's 34-year history that the nonprofit organization set up shop in Colorado. The clinic provided medical, dental, and vision health care checkups at no cost to the patients. On Saturday, August 3rd, and Sunday, August 4th, the clinic treated 301 patients at the Energy Tech building. More than 250 professional and general support volunteers came together to provide $131,974 worth of free care to North Fork Valley residents. A wide array of free health services were offered at the clinic, including eye exams, glaucoma testing, eyeglass prescriptions and glasses made on site, women's medical exams, chest lung x-rays, general medical exams, and dental cleanings, fillings, and extractions. 44% of patients in Paonia stated the availability of services as their primary reason for coming to the clinic. In a press release, the Western Colorado Community Foundation announced that grant funding is available to nonprofit organizations in the North Fork Valley. The West Elk Community Fund is now open for applications as of August 5th. KVNF News spoke with Teddy Gillespie, the Grants and Community Outreach Director for the Western Colorado Community Foundation, to get the details. First, we asked her to describe the West Elk Community Fund.
We are partners with and manage the grant making of the West Elk Community Fund, which is a local community fund with local leaders from the North Fork area who founded it. There are many of the founders, but Elaine Brett is a prominent co-founder, as well as David Livingston. And there's just many great people from Paonia and Hotchkiss and Crawford that came together to make this fund a reality and available for nonprofits in the North Fork Valley. It's an annual grant-making process, so last year was the first year of the grant-making for the West Elk Community Fund, and there was about $20,000 in grant funding distributed. There's quite a bit more in the fund this year.
West Elk nonprofits are encouraged to apply for funding. The committee will prioritize applications that involve collaboration and or offer learning opportunities for the community. Here's Teddy Gillespie.
There's a few eligibility factors. So you have to be a 501c3 IRS qualified nonprofit. You can also be a public entity like a church, school, or government entity. And those all fit the criteria for eligibility. The nonprofits do have to be serving in the North Fork Valley. So Paonia, Hotchkiss, and Crawford in the surrounding areas. The committee does prefer that the nonprofits are based in the North Fork Valley and not sort of a statewide organization just offering some services in the valley, because it's really about, you know, the fundraising is done within the community to have a resource in the community for the grants, and they definitely want the funding to go to nonprofits that are really doing the work in the community to improve people's lives. The committee that is charged with reviewing the grant applications that come in are really looking for, you know, some high-impact applications, ones that involve collaboration across different nonprofits, ones that are really looking to kind of step up what is happening in the valley with their impact and the services that they are offering to just address different issues.
Applications should be submitted to the Western Colorado Community Foundation website by clicking the West Elk Community Fund tab. The application deadline is September 16th, 2019, at 5 p.m. Applicants will be notified of their award status in early October. So far this summer, Colorado hasn't seen many wildfires. But that's a blip in an overall trend toward larger, more damaging blazes, and the state has formed a new commission to study fire management. KVNF's Jody Peterson has the story.
A new state effort aims to improve fire management and prevention across Colorado. The Colorado Fire Commission is part of the state's Division of Fire Prevention and Control and was established by Senate Bill 40, signed by Governor Jared Polis earlier this year. The Fire Commission has 24 voting members, including three Western Slope members. They represent all regions of the state and consist of fire chiefs, county sheriffs, the State Forest Service, professional and volunteer firefighters, local government, and other stakeholders. The commission is charged with looking broadly at fire management in the state. Lisa Pine, staffer for the commission, describes the issues it will be considering.
Well, the commission will look at really big picture fire issues that provide challenges to Colorado. Some of those include evaluating funding mechanisms for effective response to large fires, strengthening regional and statewide coordination of mutual aid resources, and assessing the capacity of the state to provide emergency fire support and technical expertise to local communities to support our partners throughout the state.
The Fire Commission was formed in response to changing forest conditions over the past several years, with shorter, drier winters and warmer summers leading to larger and more severe wildfires. And more residents, nearly 3 million, live in and near forested land, increasing their risk. Commission members plan to study how other states manage wildfire, then make recommendations that will eventually lead to new legislation, says Ben Tisdell, a Ouray County Commissioner and a member of the commission.
So the commission is created in order to study different solutions that are tailored for Colorado. The alternative approach could be to simply draft new legislation for adoption, but we wanted to go slowly first and find good solutions rather than just adopt solutions that might be appropriate for other states.
The Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control is planning other efforts to reduce wildfire risk across the state, improve fire response, and reduce the number of large wildland fires. As part of that, it plans to station four 10-person crews, one in each quadrant of the state, to fight wildfires during the summer and work on controlled burns and education during the winter. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson reporting.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, August 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.